And at 7:06 here, we have here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station mostly clear skies and your temperature at 60 degrees. We look for skies to be a mix of sun and clouds here today with a high of 83 and northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Stanton man on a domestic assault charge on Friday. At approximately 11:36 p.m., deputies arrested 41-year-old Kelly John Stites of Stanton in the 100 block of Broad Avenue in Stanton. Stites was charged with domestic assault, a serious misdemeanor. Following the incident, he was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and then charged with possession of contraband in a correctional facility, a Class D felony. He was being held on no bond. The Red Oak Police Department released details on multiple arrests last night. At 4 p.m., officers arrested 38-year-old Anthony Anderson of Villisca for trespassing onto a property in the 600 block of East Joy Street in Red Oak. Anderson was arrested in the 1200 block of North 6th Street in Red Oak and was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond. Also around 4 p.m., officers with the Red Oak Police Department arrested 33-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson of Red Oak for fifth-degree criminal mischief, a simple misdemeanor, and 54-year-old Don Therese Nelson of Red Oak for domestic assault, a simple misdemeanor. Both individuals were arrested in the 400 block of East Knuckles Street in Red Oak. Both were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Joseph was held on $300 cash bond, and Don was held on no bond until being seen by a magistrate. Then at 11:19 p.m., officers arrested 34-year-old Jared Michael Nyquist of Red Oak on a valid Montgomery County warrant for contempt. He was arrested in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak and taken to the Montgomery County Jail. He was held on $1,000 cash-only bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports a Pottawatomie County man suffered possible unknown injuries during a motorcycle accident Thursday afternoon on Highway 44. 76-year-old James Russell Wharton of Avoca was transported to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital by Audubon Rescue after the 2014 Yamaha motorcycle he was driving westbound on Highway 44 left the road on a curve. The cycle entered a ditch and traveled for about 100 yards before hitting a street sign post. Wharton was ejected from the motorcycle during the crash. The accident happened around 3:30 p.m. Damage to the cycle was estimated at $1,500. The Page County Sheriff's Office says a reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for a burglary Wednesday at the College Springs Cafe. An investigation determined a person or persons unknown gained entry to the restaurant and took merchandise along with an unspecified amount of cash. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or their local law enforcement agency. There is a Crime Stoppers reward being offered up to $1,000 for the arrest and indictment of a persons or persons involved in the crime. Tipsters can remain anonymous and will be given a number when a tip is given and a contact number as well for the tipster. Farm field surveys reflecting excellent spring planting conditions and favorable summer weather have prompted the U.S. Department of Agriculture to boost harvest expectations for corn and soybeans to record highs. 10 states are expected to set new bushels per acre corn yields, including top U.S. producers in Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. The USDA's report Friday says overall farmers are expected to harvest 15.2 billion bushels of corn, a billion more than 2014's record of 14.2 billion. A record soybean crop of 4.06 billion bushels also is expected, beating 3.9 billion bushels last year. But with a huge harvest comes a big problem. There'll be the most grain in nearly 30 years to store. That's likely to push prices lower, which will make it harder for farmers who rent land to make a profit. It'll also make for cheaper livestock feed. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Wednesday of a Red Oak man on a charge of domestic abuse assault, a simple misdemeanor. At 5:45 p.m., officers arrested 21-year-old Shay Daniel Lewis of Red Oak in the 1200 block of East Summit Street. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond until seen by a magistrate. A report says 2,300 patients at Veterans Affairs hospitals in Iowa and South Dakota were assigned to ghost panels or primary care doctors who no longer work there. Critics say the practice is a way some VA hospitals have made caseloads appear artificially small. It can be disruptive for patients who have to see different doctors if they need care and may face longer wait times. Federal auditors investigated the use of ghost panels at the request of Representative Timothy Walz of Minnesota. A report issued Thursday found two panels at the Iowa City VA and two at the Black Hills VA. The report says the practice violates department policy, which requires patients to be reassigned when doctors leave employment, but it found no evidence that patients were negatively affected. The city with Iowa's highest African-American population has settled lawsuits against white police officers who roughed up black residents, including a 13-year-old girl who was handcuffed after yelling at a passing officer to slow down. Videos obtained by the Associated Press in two of the cases show questionable uses of force by Waterloo police officers. In one, an officer slammed 17-year-old Malcolm Anderson face first into a sidewalk outside a hospital and leaves him handcuffed and injured on the ground. In another, the same officer points his stun gun at a crowd of black residents before using it to shock 31-year-old Justin Jones, who'd been helping police break up a party. The city's insurer will pay $170,000 to settle the Jones and Anderson cases. The amount going to the girl's family hasn't been released. Native seed mixes planted on Conservation Reserve Program acres are suspected in two new Palmer amaranth infestations in Iowa this summer. Iowa State University Extension weed specialist Bob Hartzler says while previous Palmer infestations have been tied to animal feed and commercial grain transportation, the use of seed mixes represents a new method of introduction. He said both sightings were found in new CRP plantings that were planted to a diverse mix of various native species. One was for pollinator habitat and one was for quail habitat. It's another way that Palmer is finding its way into the state, so that is a concern. Palmer amaranth is a threat crop production, but Hartzler says farmers should not be overly concerned with this latest finding, at least for now. Said our concerns is that in the year or two that the Palmer is likely to survive in this habitat, some of that seed could move into crop fields. Many CRP seed mixes have species produced in other states, according to Hartzler, and it's possible the seed came from a state with more widespread Palmer amaranth issues. The newest infestations occurred in Muscatine County in southeast Iowa and Madison County in south central Iowa. A domestic situation in Clarinda late Thursday night resulted in a police officer being assaulted and a Clarinda man taken into custody. Police Chief Keith Brothers reports 24-year-old Dustin James Danick of Clarinda was arrested for allegedly violating a protective order, interference with official acts, and resisting arrest. He was being held without bond in the Page County Jail. Reports have been filed with the Page County Attorney's Office for review and filing of formal charges. Chief Brothers says at around 11 p.m. Thursday, as officers responded to a 911 call of an unknown problem or situation at 315 West Logan Street. Upon arrival, officers encountered an intoxicated female and an intoxicated male who reside at the home together. On initial investigation, officers learned that the male, Dustin Danick, was the subject to a no-contact order issued by the Page County Magistrate Court. The order prohibited Danick from having contact with the female at the residence. When officers placed Danick under arrest for violation of the order, the man kicked at officers, striking one officer in the thigh and knee region. The officer did not sustain any injuries that required medical attention. Danick continued to resist the arrest and booking process and eventually was subdued and placed in an isolation cell at the Page County Jail. And Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrope reports two men were arrested late Thursday night on drug and alcohol-related charges. At around 11:45 p.m., police in Tabor conducted a traffic stop with the assistance of Fremont County deputies, subsequently arresting 53-year-old Donald Wayne Younce of Tabor for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for OWI. Younce was being held at the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center on $2,300 bond. And around 10 p.m. Thursday, Fremont County Sheriff's deputies were called to the Farragut Tavern for a disturbance. After they had arrived, deputies met with 27-year-old Cody Gould of Farragut, and as a result, took him into custody for public intoxication. Gould was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $300 bond. That's a look at some of the latest in news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Gary Goose Lee Anderson, age 63, of Harlan, died Monday at home. A memorial service for Gary Goose Anderson will be held today at noon at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ann Levis Nielsen, age 68, of Waverly, formerly of Audubon, died August 4th at her home in Waverly. A celebration of life memorial service for Ann Nielsen will be held today at 1 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ruth Boyle, age 82, of Manila, died on Friday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Ruth Boyle will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Darlene M. Dittman, age 85, of Coon Rapids, formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Darlene M. Dittman will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Marion Amdor, age 90, of Messina, died Thursday at her home in Messina. Funeral services for Marion Amdor will be held on Friday at 10 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. George Kintner, age 90, formerly of Harlan, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for George Kintner will be held on August 20th at 10 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Loretta Montgomery, age 85, of Coralville, died Friday at the Windmill Manor in Coralville. Funeral services for Loretta Montgomery are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.